Hello, friends. Denny Pruto here. Westminster Shorter Catechism, question and answer number 5. The question is simple. Are there more gods than one? Answer, there is but one only, the living and true God. The Westminster Divines give us two proof texts for this answer. The first is Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 4. The Lord is our God. The Lord is one. And Jeremiah 10:10. The Lord is the true God. He is the living God. The great contest in the world with the true and living God of the Bible is Islam. The national flag of Saudi Arabia is a green flag with Arabic characters on it, spelling out the confession of faith for Muslims. Allah is the true God, and Muhammad is his prophet. Years ago, when the United States went to war to rescue Kuwait from an invasion, Saudi Arabia was a partner in this rescue. And we saw news conferences on television where the American flag and the Saudi flag were next to each other. And that confession, Allah is the true God and Muhammad is his prophet, was broadcast on American television as the generals gave their reports on the progress of rescuing Kuwait. In this day, the Al-Qaeda flag is a black flag having the same confession of faith written in Arabic. And you'll see this flag on television in various news reports. The Arabic once again reads, Allah is the true God and Muhammad is his prophet. This black flag flies over cities in Iraq once liberated by Marines, and for which Marines gave their blood. It's an unfortunate thing to see this false God, Allah, set forth in this way. This is a real contest, and Christians today need to be aware of the fact that this is a real contest. The God of the Bible is the only true God. Think about it for a moment. The God of the Bible is a spirit, infinite, eternal, unchangeable, in his being, wisdom, power, holiness, justice, goodness, and truth. We looked at that last time. And there can only be one God who is of infinite character. Allah pretends to be the infinite God. But there cannot be two infinite gods who occupy the universe and all that is around the universe. No. One would crowd out the other. Neither would be infinite. Only the God of the Bible is the infinite God and the infinite Creator. He is the one who is therefore the true God. And he is, as Jeremiah 10:10 says, he is indeed the living God. When Elijah had a contest with the prophets of Baal, he mocked Baal, the false god of those prophets. And Elijah built an altar, and he sacrificed animals and put them on that altar. He put wood on the altar, and he poured water over the sacrifice and over the wood. And he prayed, and God sent fire from heaven and consumed the sacrifice on the altar, and consumed the wood on the altar, and consumed the stones of the altar, and licked up the water in the trench around the altar. When the people who were present saw this, they made a great confession. The Lord, He is God. The Lord, He is God. And of course, this is the confession that we make today. The Lord, He is God. And there is only one God. He is indeed the Lord. The word Lord comes from God's revelation of Himself in Exodus, where Moses asked the question, "Who is it that I shall say is sending me to you, children of Israel?" And God said, "You shall tell them, this is my name, I am that I am." Yes, this is the great name of God, I am that I am. And this name is translated, or we might say transliterated, to the name Yahweh. It is sometimes given as Jehovah, and it is written in the King James Bible as Jehovah. Yahweh, the God who is. He is the self-existent, eternal and infinite being. He is the only true God. And the word Lord comes into the New Testament in this way, that if you confess with your mouth Jesus as Lord and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you shall be saved. Yes, the Lord, He is God. Jesus Christ is God. He is the infinite, eternal, and unchangeable God. And when we talk about Jesus Christ and the Incarnation and the Trinity, we'll visit this subject further. But we must understand that the Lord, He is God. And the idea of the Lord being God is embedded in Judaism and in Christianity as opposed to Islam. Allah is not the true God. All of the gods of the nations are idols. This is what Psalm 96 verse 5 tells us. And certainly this is the case. Baal was indeed an idol, and Allah is a figment of the imagination of the prophet, so-called Muhammad, and Allah is the figment of the imagination of all those who virulently follow Him. Only the Lord is God, and He is the true God. Psalm 115 speaks of idols in this way, that they have mouths, but they do not speak. They have eyes, but they do not see. They have ears, but they do not hear. And those that worship them become like them. Surely this is the case. And those who worship dumb idols become dumb themselves. They lack proper discernment, and they lack proper understanding. You must come to the Bible, and you must come to the Lord, the God of the Bible, for proper discernment and for proper understanding. In America, there's a TV program called American Idol, and from the perspective of Psalm 96 and verse 5, individuals who are not dumb as those carved out of wood or stone are idolized, and they are set up on pedestals and looked to as gods of a sort. It's also true that not only entertainers, but athletes and government officials are idolized and set up on pedestals and worshipped as gods. Certainly, this ought not to be the case. And when this is the case, as Romans 1 verse 25 tells us, we worship the creature rather than the Creator. This is an unfortunate thing that takes place in our culture and in our society. We should worship the only true God, who is the Lord. God is a spirit, infinite, eternal, unchangeable in his being, wisdom, power, holiness, justice, goodness, and truth. The Lord is God, and he must be worshipped. It's not his creatures whom we should worship, but only the true God. Unfortunately, there are those who insist that creatures ought to be worshipped. On one hand, in Pittsburgh here, there is a noted conservative talk show host who insists that the answer to the human dilemma is freedom. And the concept of freedom is set forth as that which should be honored and, in a sense, worshipped. And when this is the case, we worship the creature rather than the Creator. On the other hand, there are those who say that government is the only institution which is capable of solving human problems. Only government is powerful enough to do so. This reminds me of the book of Revelation, and particularly the book of Revelation and chapter 13, where John sees a vision of the dragon standing on the seashore, and then he sees a beast rising out of the sea, and the beast is in the image of the dragon. And the beast has seven heads, and one of the heads is a picture of being portrays the picture of being slain and of being healed, the idea of the Messiah, and of course this would be the false Messiah. Only government has the power to solve the human condition. The beasts in the Bible generally portray nations and governments. And in the book of Revelation, the beast is worshipped. And so it is today in too many circles, that government and governmental power is worshipped. And the governmental powers challenge the church. It comes down to this, doesn't it? In the first century, we saw it put this way, that either Jesus Christ is Lord or Caesar is Lord. And those who made the confession in opposition to the Roman government that Jesus Christ is Lord were thrown to the lions. During the Second World War, in the rise of the Third Reich and Hitler's Germany, Hitler was put on a pedestal, and hands were raised to Hitler. Heil Hitler! Hail to Hitler! In other words, individuals had to swear allegiance to the Führer, to Hitler. Dietrich Bonhoeffer, who was a Lutheran pastor during World War II, stood against Nazi Germany. And he was one of the leaders in a dissident underground church. And he counseled his fellow pastors not to swear allegiance to Hitler, because this was a compromise of the Christian confession that Jesus Christ is Lord. There is only one God. There is not the God of government, and there is not the God of human freedom, of individual freedom and liberty. No, the God of the Bible is the answer to the human condition. And His salvation given to us in Jesus Christ is the only answer to the human condition. And so you and I must come to the God of the Bible and make the confession that the Lord, He is God, and that the Lord is one. Furthermore, you and I must make the confession that Jesus Christ is Lord, that He is indeed God. He is God incarnate. And as I say, when we come to our discussion of the Incarnation and of the Trinity, we'll probe these matters further. But for now, what is the question? Are there more gods than one? No. There is only one God, and there is only one true God. He is the God of the Bible. Worship Him and confess only Him. Thanks for listening.